I just wanted to sort of take a second and talk about, if you're anything like me, you forget your passwords all the time, whether it's for your email or your banking. Nowadays, there are literally so many different many things to keep track of. And apparently, well, a team at UNSW have credited CredChain the new key to protecting your digital identity and keeping those valuable Bitcoin's safe. And here to explain this new technology with us today is Dr. Helen and Professor Salil. How are you doing?
We're good, great.
How are you? thank you so much for joining us today. And I just want to get sort of right into it. One of the key aspects of CredChain is this notion to decentralize the decentralization of this identity authority. So in layman's terms, just for our listeners, could you explain how this is different to other digital digital credential sharing schemes and what benefits it could provide?
So when we say credentials, we mean credentials with any effect or statements that we could use about ourselves to prove certain aspects of our identity to others. And if you think of the way these credentials are managed at the moment, they're quite centralized to service providers, either governments or hospitals or universities for university credentials. So the decentralization of those credentials, we mean that when things credentials are decentralized, they can be not stored on the service provider side, mm-hmm. but stored and managed with the users. So this okay. could be in the form of digital wallets in your phone.
Yep.
Any credentials that are generated in the system will be directly stored on your phone, so it'll be easily accessible and easily shareable.
Mm-hmm. And in terms of sharing credentials, you say that the user can redact parts of the credential to minimize, you know, the private data being shared, but yet it maintains the validity of the credential. So how does this work, and what are some real-life examples where you could see this being used?
So this particular idea of redaction came about because we noticed that in our sort of day-to-day life, when we need to present our credentials to a third party, we tend to overshare that information. Let's say you're walking into a nightclub and the security guard wants to see your driver's license to see that you're over 18.
Mm-hmm.
When you present that at that moment, you're sharing a lot more information, like your name and addresses, than the date of birth, which is the actual date the data that you need. So what we implemented in CredChain is that because the information is digitized, before you share that information from your phone, it's quite easy to hide the information that you don't want to share, the private mm-hmm. information that you don't want to share, and then only share the parts that are needed.
Awesome. So you get to be more selective about what information you share.
Actually, it is called selective disclosure. Yes.
Oh, selective disclosure. That's very, very, wow, that's quite ingenious, actually, because I have thought about it before. And, you know, in thinking about with, you know, what's happened lately in our society, especially the whole discussion about women's safety and women violence against women, I think that that example you've given of when if you go to a nightclub and you get asked for your ID, that person can see what information, where you live, all that kind of stuff. So that's definitely would be protecting you, not just digitally, but also physically as well. I really applaud that. Yeah, that's great. Professor Salil, from my understanding, it sounds like this technology will give individuals more control over their digital identity. So that's what pretty much we were saying then. Can you see this becoming the new norm for digital security, you know, for sensitive information, including like medical records, trade dealings and things like that?
Yes, certainly. So we are actually already seeing some examples of this. So if you know of Estonia, a small country in Europe, they're actually using all this technology very widely within a lot of public services for managing health records, for managing voting records. So I think we're sort of going to see this being widely deployed in many practical applications. And some of this, which you already mentioned. Another good example could be the COVID vaccines. So people are talking of using vaccine passports. So I think something like Gretchen would be a fantastic fit for those sort of applications.
Wow. So just wanted to quickly clear up, when did you both start working on Crenchain? When did you, would this sort of start to be developed?
About a year and a half. I think it's been about close to 2 years now.
Wow. So how do people go about getting this sort of this technology on their phones and on their person to be able to use?
Okay, so at this stage, we would say it's sort of a lab. We've done a proof of concept in a lab setting, so it's mm-hmm. not something which we can, at this stage, pull it out. But those are certainly some things we'll be looking at later this year.
Sure, no worries. Especially because, I mean, you've only been developing for a year and a half, 2 years, and you already have all of this. I think that's an achievement in itself. So congratulations. I think that this is going to be really widely used, in all honesty. I really, really respect what you've done here.
Thanks, Beth, for your kind
words.
Thank you so much. No worries. I'm really excited. And we'll keep in touch with you to keep, if you have any information about when it's going to be coming out, I'm sure our listeners would be very, very interested to get their hands on this stuff. So thank you so much for both joining me today. I hope you have a great day.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
See you later. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you so much again to Dr. Helen Pike and Professor Salil Khan here, who are discussing their creation, Crenchain, the latest innovation in self-sovereign identity technology. Something that day to day, I don't think a lot of people would think about, you know, seeing as though we discuss about, you hear all the time about how, you know, we're always on our phones. The world pretty much runs off of the internet these days. And I think only in the future will we see more of that to be true. So if this, I really, really do believe that this technology that they've both developed is so ingenious and it's going to be fantastic. Anyway, thank you so much again to them. I'm sort of baffled at the moment that I'm really, really excited for what this means for everyone in Australia.